This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Cowboys coming up tonight on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Pregame starts at 4 o'clock right after a condensed G-Bag Nation leading you all the way to, through, and past the end of the game. Everything Cowboys you need today right here on The Fan. And that includes Mickey Spagnola, good sir. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
There's a lot of tension amongst
you in New York,
the fans.
You in New York right now?
New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey. All right. But you're not in Dallas
grizzly,
acting like you're there.
Cloudy, ugly, just miserable looking.
Whenever you're out there, did you ever think about looking for Jimmy Hoffa?
You have to be closer to the stadium to find that, right?
That's a fair point. That is a very...
Even as rumor had it with the old stadium?
Yes.
Giant Stadium?
Yes.
In the end zone.
Okay, was it the end zone? I thought I'd heard midfield, but that makes probably more sense, the end zone. Now...
Because it was the end, right?
Yes, that is a good point.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of angst amongst Cowboys fans, like I'm sure you can guess. But from your, you know, watching the team, visiting with the team this week, I know it's a super short week, but do you get that same sense of angst or not so much?
From the team or from the fan base?
From the team.
I think there's a level of frustration seeing their... not used to losing two consecutive games. They, I think, thought that they had a better chance to stop the run, and they have not done that. And let's not let the offense off the hook very easily, because until the fourth quarter, scoring touchdowns in the second half of the opener and the next two games, over those three quarters of the set, that third game, have been at a deficit.
Yeah,
they haven't been. They've been kicking field goals. You know, God bless Brandon Aubrey, but scoring touchdowns have been a problem. So it's kind of been, you know, kind of an entire team type of frustration. Now, one of the things I figured out, if you'll allow me to call DeMarvian Overshown a rookie, since he didn't play all last year. They got seven guys, basically rookies, that have totaled 905 snaps so far. That's a lot of young guys out on the field.
Yeah.
And I think we overlooked the fact that, you know, this might be a team that has to gain some experience, and they're in some pretty significant spots where those rookies are playing. Not an excuse, but I think it's a kind of an overlooked thing that we just take for granted that, well, just plug this rookie in at left tackle, plug this rookie in at center for the first time he's ever played that, and he's doing it in the NFL, and everything will be fine. Because they've struggled on the offensive line, and it's not just those two guys either. By the way, if you go back and look at it, the blame goes to the running back, but if you look inside of some of this, it goes to the offensive line, not opening holes for the running game. So I don't know if we should have assumed that this team might get off to a slow start with all the kind of new guys in there, new system on defense. But what's hard to accept, I think, for them is just the fact that they got blown out in two games. And I think that's where the frustration has occurred.
You know, it's happened multiple times, too, where you've kind of felt like when that defense is giving that up, can the offense keep up with it? Can the offense turn it on and keep pace? How do you think McCarthy and Dak are going to try and attack this Giants defense tonight?
Well, it's going to be interesting because both teams are going to be at a deficit, it looks like, at the cornerback position,
yes.
Right? The Giants are going to be without their rookie starter, Drew Phillips, who's the guy that was starting in the nickel. and a backup, a Dory Jackson, and it's, you know, Cowboys are listing Kalen Carson doubtful for the game. That means either Andrew Booth would have to start on the outside or Israel McQuamu. And I think the way they had been practicing it, it would be Booth. And I think we saw some of his work in the preseason that didn't get you all excited about. So it'll be interesting to see how both teams compensate at the cornerback position. But, yeah, you know, I mean, they just got to figure out ways to be able to run the ball better, to run block better. And if you can't do that, then at least pass block and give Dak some opportunities to operate. I think I saw where, from a yardage standpoint, you know, his yards are up there. They're just not scoring touchdowns. So they have to be more consistent when they get inside the red zone. You can't fumble at the 5-yard line. You can't have holding penalties when you get close. And those are the things that have kind of gotten in their way because they've had a bunch of long drives. They just haven't capitalized that into touchdowns.
Do you put anything to, because I know different players on both teams and everything, do you put any stock into this is the perfect opponent because Dak Prescott owns the Giants?
Yeah, you know, but he owned the Giants previously, right?
Yeah.
And it's not exactly the same team.
There.
So, yeah, I don't know that, you know, if you're a betting person, you go, oh, I'm taking the Giants. They beat them 13 out of the last 14 times, right? That doesn't get you a touchdown this game. And I think I've been reading the New York papers and Jersey papers, and it's like, okay, can we get this monkey off our backs? And they keep pointing out how the Cowboys have dominated them. But and last year, if you look at the scores, it was pretty dominating. But it's not last year. This is not your last year's Cowboys team. You know, there's a change at center. There's a change at left tackle. Basically, a change at running back. Change at defensive end. And one of the things, and excuse me if I brought this up before, but, you know, losing Sam Williams, it should not be taken lightly.
Yeah.
Because that lost the Cowboys' ability to move Micah Parsons around because they haven't really sunk their teeth into somebody else playing that other defensive end spot. And he's just getting overwhelmed out there in the run game. Partly his fault for always chasing a tackle for a loss or a sack instead of holding down the edge. And the other part is it's just not big enough to take on 330-pound offensive tackles in the run game, especially if they're going to double-team him and say, okay, we're taking him out. We're running right at him, not away from him. So some of that has really gotten in the way of this defense.
You know, Mickey, I'm glad you brought up Micah there because I was kind of looking back. Aside from his rookie season, he has 4 sacks by this time every year so far. His rookie season, he had 2.5 by this time. And I wonder, is he frustrated by that part of it? But you just brought up the, you know, moving him around and everything, and he can't take on these guys. Do you think he believes that he knows that he can't take on those guys and needs to have a talk with Zimmer about what they can do?
Well, I mean, I don't know that he needs to have a talk with him. It's pretty obvious, right? But then who plays defensive end? Marshawn Nealon, yeah. Get another rookie out there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that's what our team
and
needs.
So that's kind of complicated the situation. Now, the other thing is the last 2 games, and I think I got this right, the Saints only threw the ball 16 times.
Yeah, not a lot of opportunities to get those sacks for sure.
And Baltimore only threw it 15 times. So, you know, what do you think the Giants are going to do? They're going to run right at them.
Yeah.
And let's remember a couple times, even though the Cowboys ended up winning the game, Daniel Jones has run on him.
Yeah.
You remember last year?
Yes.
They were down by like 30 points and they were still calling quarterback runs for some reason in that one game. So, you know, you're going to say, well, okay, fine. We got rid of Lamar Jackson. Now it's Daniel Jones, but he's run the ball well. So between him and Singletary, you know, they're going to have their hands full. You know, interesting stat on Singletary. The Giants put this stat together where they had listed the top six guys over the last 3 years, the running backs, and he was sixth. And on that list, the Cowboys are going to play five of those guys this year.
Awesome. That's great.
So,
wow.
Yeah, good luck with that. And then mix in, you know, Malik Nabers with 23 catches in three games to start his career, second most in NFL history to start a career. So, you know, yeah, you can sit there and tell me they, you know, they've beat them six consecutive times and Dak hasn't lost to them since 2017. But I think you got to throw all that out the window.
Well, with all that in mind, I'm really intrigued to see which direction this goes. What is your prediction?
So I swore after the loss to Baltimore that I would not pick them again until they won a game. So having said that, I got the Giants 24-23.
Wow. All right. Excellent stuff.
No.
Good, sir. Hey.
Oh, no.
Hopefully he's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hopefully we talk to him tomorrow and he's like,
that way too, but I've been wrong the last 2 weeks also.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Mickey, if you're not wrong, just a reminder that Jerry Jones will be on with us tomorrow at 10:30. So if you're not wrong about that prediction, you're definitely going to want to tune into that segment.
10:30. Okay. Well, we should get up. We'll get home around 4:30 probably. Okay. I should be up ready to go.
You can do it.
Yeah,
no problem.
Absolutely.
No problem. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Have a good game day.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105 Through the Fan. Now, Corey, you seem concerned.
Yeah, about that. Zach Lowe getting laid off by ESPN.
What?
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. He's
is
really good.
Is that right?
Yeah, according to Andrew Marchand.
He is really good.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just saw that, but is that not what you're discussing?
No, you seem concerned that Mickey did not pick the Stars or the Mavericks.
The Cowboys. I don't know if he's, the Zach Lowe thing really screwed
it
you
really
up.
Did.
I get
and
it.
I was going to mention the Stars won in the preseason. Is this whole thing?
I don't know if I've ever heard Mickey pick against the Cowboys.
And if they lose, he's going to pick against them again.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
This team has us all in a blender right now.
You need something to cheer you up, I can tell. AT&T Stadium is going to be one of the host venues for the 2025 CONCACAF Gold Cup.
Nice.
So I got the sense that you like really needed that to be the case. All right, you know what? We were going to ask if this game is a must-win, but I don't think Corey is mentally prepared for that. So instead, we're going to go with NFL overreaction or reality. That might also have a couple Cowboys questions in it. We'll do it next, right here on The Fan.
They reset the play clock. They don't. With 3 seconds left, Daniels flips. He's got another, and this time it's Trent Scott.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do a little overreaction or reality for the NFL right here. I was going to ask, this is a must-win game. We're going to wait on that. Emotions are high right now. So we're going to get to that.
No, Kevin, I don't think it's a must-win game.
Okay.
You wanted to, that's later.
That's later.
My apologies.
We're going to do that later. We got Tony Casillas coming up in about an hour. All things getting you ready for Cowboys and Giants right here on 105.3 The Fan. So now we're going to do some overreaction or reality. You're going to hate my first question. Alec, I'm going to go to you first because I fear Corey's response. Overreaction or reality, the Giants will defeat the Cowboys tonight.
Oh, no.
I forgot I put that in there.
What the hell are you doing right now?
It's just a question.
It feels like we just circled back to the original topic that we were going to do here. Man, you know what? I'm not feeling great. I'm really not.
Oh,
I'm going to say that's reality. I'm going the Mickey Spagnuolo route. I'm going to say until proven otherwise, I have to believe and hope. I'm going to hope for the best and expect the worst. So whenever they do win, I'll be happy. Reverse psychology, Corey. Reverse psychology. So it is reality.
Mm-hmm. Do people like Kaylee Hartung's Thursday night stuff on Amazon Prime? I think she's pretty good at her sideline stuff. I think she's really good.
I enjoy her work.
Kevin, This is interesting because people in New York think that the Giants are terrible.
Yes.
And people in Dallas right now think the Cowboys are terrible.
Both could be true.
And because we see every bit of it, like we're looking at it going, oh man, we're really that bad. And because the Giants found a little heat against the Cleveland Browns.
We also
have only defeated this year. Now everybody's like, oh man, maybe they're a good team. Maybe the Browns are really that bad though. And so maybe the Cowboys aren't that bad, but they have been really bad on the defensive line trying to stop the run. However, somebody said earlier, Kevin, on the fan text that I am the reason, I'm the kind of people who are the problem with the Cowboys because I like to believe in the positivity. The positivity leading up to something I definitely like.
Yes.
The reality of what happens after, I want to definitely discuss. And the reality right now, after the last two games, is that they aren't playing well. But I want to believe that Dak can still beat this team until proven otherwise. So I'm going to say that's an overreaction.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality. Jaden Daniels is going to be compared, fair or unfairly, to RG3 all year long. You've already seen that begin. RG3 stats for the first three games versus Jaden Daniels for the first three games. I'm not saying they're the same player at all, but overreaction or reality, he will be compared to RG3 all year long.
Is that the last time Washington had a good quarterback for that year?
Probably.
Like, I'm really trying to struggle to remember anybody else that's come along that you've been like, man, they're a good, serviceable team. So that's where the comparison is. Other than you're trying to say the running part of it, the running aspect,
and they're both in the same player team, I think. Okay. Is just good enough.
I think style of play, I think he's a better thrower. I think he's a better deep ball thrower than RG3 was throughout his career. But I think that's a reality. That's going to happen.
Bonus Jaden Daniels question. Alec, I'm going to go to you again because I don't think Corey's going to like this question. Jaden Daniels is the 2024 version of CJ Stroud last year.
In terms of excitement and perception publicly right now, that's reality. Do I think he finishes the year as successful and consistent? No. Okay. So I'll say in that view, it's an overreaction, but general excitement. I'm excited to watch him. I'm excited to play against him. I think he's going to be really, really good, and he's really fun to watch. So, in general, I'll say reality.
Say the question again.
Jaden Daniels is the 2024 Stroud version of CJ Stroud last year.
Overreaction.
Won their division.
I think it's an overreaction. Okay. The reality of that is the Giants could have beaten, if they had a kicker, they could have beaten Washington, and they would be sitting there right now at 1-2 having beat Cincinnati. But the Cincinnati throw, like, that's what everybody's memory is right now of Daniels.
Overreaction or reality, and I might need to explain my case first. The NFC North is the best division in football. Consider this. That's the only division that has three teams above 500. It's the only team with three teams ranked in the top eight of total DVOA. And it's the only division that doesn't have a team with a double-digit negative point differential.
Oh, wow.
The NFC North is the best division in football. Overreaction or reality?
I think it's a reality right now. I would still go to the AFC East if Tua was playing.
Okay.
Because I think the Jets have shown, hey, we're good. But the Dolphins can't right now without their quarterback. Yeah. I just think I think a quarterback in that offense is so important, and they got to figure out somebody that can do it. So I would go there next right now.
Alec, what say you?
I still defer to the AFC West. I'm going to say it's an overreaction because I think that going forward, the NFC in general is not going to be able to hang with what that one division alone is going to do.
Dude, Broncos defense is real. Yeah. It's whether or not their offense can get on the same page.
Now, we've talked about this team for the past couple of weeks. Just a question. NFL overreaction or reality? At this point, the Minnesota Vikings are the best team in the NFC. Now, clearly, NFC feels like it's inferior to the AFC, but my question remains.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Viking, I mean, again, really good coach, really good defensive coordinator, defense playing as if they are out for something, and a quarterback who has found trust with his offensive coordinator head coach, and he knows he has the best receiver in the NFL. Like, that's great right now. We'll see. The thing that they got to that the NFL has to figure out is how to get to Sam Darnold. If they can start making him see ghosts again, then maybe
he's done.
Yeah, maybe that could be a way. But right now, there are no holes in his approach.
Ooh, I'm going to copy a former producer of this very show. I'm going to say that this is the year.
Oh my gosh.
That Sam Darnold puts it all together.
Oh my goodness.
Because he is on the best team in the NFC right now. It is a reality, Kevin.
How about that?
I thought he was going to answer your question by saying $1, Bob, because that was one of Reggie's other go-tos.
It was. What did that usually mean? That he did not hear the question. NFL overreaction or reality? The Jacksonville Jaguars are the most confusing team of the young NFL season.
Yes, that is reality.
What the hell happened?
It's a dysfunctional franchise in that I don't know that the owners know how to run a football team.
You know how to sell a chair shot.
Yeah, they know how to do that and all that stuff. And maybe they're running it as if it's AEW. Maybe that's what they're like, when the script comes out, we'll be all right. But yeah, they are dysfunctional. The quarterback has not played up to his expectation by any means. And I think they're losing confidence. He's losing confidence in himself right now. And I don't think they have the talent either.
Do you know the Jacksonville Jaguars have the second worst point differential in the NFL? They're 1 point ahead of Carolina.
Oh, really?
And that's because of Andy Dalton.
Thanks a lot, Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Andy Dalton's trying his best to get them.
We had somebody we could kick around, and then Andy Dalton comes in here and screws it all up for us.
True. Alec, what say you? Jaguars, most confusing team of the young NFL season.
They're confusing in multiple ways, and because they have, you know, football Jesus himself that is looking anything but that.
Yeah.
And then
he got off the cross and just moved on with his life.
You know, he seems to be A-okay with being mid right now. And the whole team, the roster construction, it's still Trent Baalke out there, which I don't know why he still has a job.
Yeah.
But his free agency decisions the past 3-4 years have not been great. So it feels like whenever they lose a marquee piece, they go get the most overrated player at that position that's available.
Yeah.
You know, like look at Christian Kirk, who is putting up a massive 0.5 points on my fantasy bench. But that team around Trevor isn't doing much for him either because they're not getting good players. So very, very weird. That's a reality.
NFL overreaction or reality? Mike McCarthy will not last the entire season in Dallas. Because you want to say no, man. But
I think it's an overreaction.
You can kind of see it though, right?
I mean, I have seen things fall apart for him.
Yeah.
In the first season here with the Cowboys and in his last season with the Packers. But other than that, he's been really good. I don't know if this window is already ready for it to close. So I'm going to say that's an overreaction for right now.
Alec?
I'm going to say it's an overreaction as well. I hear guys like Bobby say it on the morning show that, you know, if we get to the bye week and they've lost a game like against the Giants tonight, that he doesn't see him making it through the bye week. I disagree. You already have the lame duck coach that hasn't gotten a new contract. I don't think Jerry's in any rush to make that decision because he has the whole offseason to make that decision because he'll be a free agent. The head coach won't even be under contract. So I don't think there's any reason to blow it up and destroy what morale is left. I don't know how much there is in that locker room right now, but if there is any sense of morale, why blow it up right now? So overreaction.
Overreaction or reality? You want football pundits to make more bold picks. Now, don't tell me you're going to take the Bucs as a 2.5-point dog. Tell me you're picking the Broncos to go on the road and upset the Jets, even though they're 7.5-point underdogs.
You know what? I think they could cover that spread.
That's not bold enough, Corey.
I think
they're gonna win.
I think they'll win.
Yes. And if they don't,
blame Kevin. He forced me to say it.
Oh man,
I was bold. They again, really good defense that they're playing with right now. Can they lock up Aaron Rodgers? And but their offense has to keep pace with Aaron Rodgers. So like that's the one thing that we haven't seen yet is that their offense really can do it. But their defense is awesome.
Do you have a bold pick you want to throw out there, Allie?
Ugh.
Do you think people should make more bold picks?
I think that is my bold pick, that people should make more, because this NFL season has been so stupid already, and it's only been a few weeks. I feel like such an idiot. Like, thinking about some of the things that I said on these airwaves going into the season, I'm like, again, going back to that Tolo that said, imagine losing your job if you were wrong, losing your credentials. Gosh. Man, I would have been out the door before Reggie was out the door. This would have been bad. Like, I don't understand any of this anymore. So, yeah, I'm right there with Corey.
NFL overreaction or reality, you love double Monday Night Football.
I love it.
Now, we saw it last week. You're going to see it again this week. But I do know that there's a contingent of people, maybe a big contingent of people, that don't like it because you can't, you know, give all your focus to one game.
I don't care about you.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
Those people, not me. Right?
What? Look, we all have phones. Watch it on your phone. Well, not everybody, because there was that one guy at 7-Eleven that asked me if he could borrow my phone. I told him I didn't have a phone. He was like, how do you not have a phone? I was like, how do you not have a phone? So I get it. But flip back and forth if that's the case. Mm-hmm. Get your laptop out. Go to your neighbor and say, hey, bring your TV to my house so we can watch two games at one time together. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity for people to get out there and get to know their neighbors a little bit. If you live in one of those communities where you pull into the garage and you're back of your house all the time, you probably don't talk to your neighbor because you don't get out in front of your house and see him that much. So get out there and talk to your neighbor if you're concerned about, I can't focus on one game. Dude, come on.
Alec, you better not go against that, because he sounds like he's going to destroy you if you do.
The image I have in my head of Corey in the middle of Plano walking down a sidewalk with a TV in his hands is just the funniest.
We're going to watch both games.
We're going to watch both at the same time, and you're going to like it.
But I have to run a cable from my cable box over to my neighbor's house because
he can't
watch two different ones.
Like cables all down the sidewalk. It looks like you're doing some sort of like power saw activity. It's like, nope, we're just watching football over here. I love it. Honestly, I do. The only like non-Sunday beef I have is Thursday night football. I hate Thursday games. I really do. So outside of that, Monday night football, double? Sure. Why not?
Have you seen the guys that they turn their fence into like a bar top so it can like folds down?
So
just
cool.
Put your TVs outside and stand there at your bar top and watch with your neighbor. Again, get to know your neighbors. You might find out you're more politically inclined than you thought.
Before I owned a home, I had no idea how like oddly complicated fence stuff could be, because like, do you have a shared fence? Do you both have your own fences? If it's a shared fence, can you get somebody to convince them, hey, our fence sucks?
Good point.
We need to do it. You know, that's a whole other topic.
That's what happened with me and my neighbor. She was like, I'm putting this fence in. Would you like to split it with me? And I was like, absolutely. I'm totally about it.
Okay. Very nice. And then she took the money and ran. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
She's no longer with us.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Overreaction?
She moved to, like, Washington or something.
Oh, okay. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Who will be the last undefeated team standing, and who will be the last winless team? 877-881-1053. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
In motion, Kenny McIntosh out of the backfield. Tomlinson a block. He's going deep, and he's got him!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Gridiron gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you could shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. So, there's a Cowboys game today. We should probably start with some Cowboys stuff. It will not be today, but there's more and more rumblings about Deron Bland coming back around, and Mike McCarthy even talked about it. He said, we always thought that Pittsburgh was the game where we'd have more information. And so with a mini bye week, we're hoping things will rev up there. So I know the concerns about Carson probably being out, but it does look like Deron Bland might be back sooner than anticipated.
My question to you, I always get concerned about this. Do you think that's them rushing him back and him rushing himself back? Because there is, not precedent, but there is a feeling that happens where a player's like, I need to get back out there. And the team's like, yeah, let's go ahead and do that because we need you back out there.
See, I think it's that one. I think it's the player that is more
likely. I think every time a lot of times it's going to be the player because they're competitive. They want to play. They want to be out there, not just for the money and all that stuff. They want to be out there because they love it. Like, they love being out there for it. So I get you. I hope he's really ready whenever he gets back because we need him right now.
Now, the undefeated teams remaining right now are the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Seattle Seahawks. Who do you think will be the last undefeated team standing in the NFL?
I'll have to look at their schedules to confirm. Probably the Vikings, dude.
The Vikings, eh? Well, you can get 5-1 on your money if you believe the Minnesota Vikings will be the last undefeated team left.
This is a tough game this weekend for them.
Right now, it is overwhelmingly in favor of the Chiefs.
Oh,
actually, not the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are second on the list. Nobody seems to believe in the Seattle Seahawks. They are last on the list at 7-1.
Where's my money? Where's the money on the Steelers?
Steelers are 6-1.
That's not good enough odds.
Well, don't you?
I need
30-1
or something
pretty
like
soon?
That. To who?
To the Cowboys?
Hold on, Kevin.
Don't you?
You think?
Hope that happens.
You think? But you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think the Cowboys are winning by a landslide tonight. You've said it. Even though you said it would be more interesting if they lost.
It would.
You think they're going to win by a million. Okay. All right, man. I got you. All right. Yeah, we'll cancel out on the Steelers then. They're good defense, though. And I think the offense balance, that's where I'm with the Vikings. But based on the way the referees have bailed out the Chiefs in every game this year, I totally understand that.
Who will be the last team to win a game? Now, your options are the Tennessee Titans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Jags.
That makes sense.
They're just, they're rumbling and bumbling. I think the other two teams can get it together first. Although I don't like the Titans that much, but I did say I would take the Titans this weekend.
This makes a lot of sense. Doug Peterson said, our sense of urgency is obviously heightened because we're 0-3.
Oh, really?
I mean, I feel
like... Y'all forget the season started? Is that what's wrong here?
Because you'd think there'd be urgency right out of the gate, right?
Yes!
But,
not so much. It took us to get 0-3 before we woke up, guys. Okay. Now we're turning the light on.
All right, now speaking of the Bengals, they actually still have a 44% probability of making the playoffs. At 0-3... do you think the Cincinnati Bengals will make the playoffs?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say no as well.
No, I don't, man. And I think I can't remember exactly how I did. I think I replaced the Browns or the Steelers with the Bengals this year. But yeah, I don't think they can. It's a big hole to climb out of.
Okay.
Where they are right now. I know there's an extra game this year and there's more time, but I guess that makes it more interesting. I'm betting, Kevin, late in the season is far more interesting whenever teams are trying to get to that playoff place.
Now, Corey, do you view yourself as a tough individual?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you'll ever be as tough as Alex Singleton? Alex Singleton is the linebacker for the Denver Broncos who will miss the rest of the season because of a torn ACL. Now, he tore his ACL in the first quarter of the game against the Bucs, finished the game, didn't miss a single snap, and led the team with 10 tackles.
All right, no.
That would be my answer, too.
But I have seen soccer players play on torn ACLs for a season.
Is that because every time they fall down, you think they tore their ACL? Because no, they're like, I've been shocked.
I was covering a team, and they had two girls on their team that were playing with torn ACLs. And I was like, how are they even playing? They're
that
like,
is crazy.
They just put their tape it up. They put a sleeve over it and they wear a brace and they play through it. They can't get the surgery, so they're going after it. I'm like, what? So that's weird to me, but I feel like it's more about after the pain initially.
Yeah.
Isn't it more about the stability? And so that's where it's weird. And I don't know, man. Is that really that tough?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like bone breaks are like somebody breaks a bone and plays through it. That feels tough.
I'm going to ask my wife. She's torn her ACL twice and definitely has at least one dead person's ACL in her leg.
What?
Yeah.
They do that?
That's what they do.
They take a dead person's ACL and just attach it?
Unless I've misunderstood the story that she told me. I feel pretty confident.
Get her
about
on
that.
The phone. Let's get her on the phone. See.
I feel pretty confident about that. All right. Does this sound like Justin Herbert is going to play? Now, I know there's a lot of concerns. He had a high ankle sprain. They sent him out there anyway. The second he looked wobbly, Harbaugh's like, I'm going to pull him out. And he said he had a setback. Justin Herbert says they've talked about resting him in the until the bye, but, quote, I don't think that's the way we're heading. And he said he feels less pain and is able to do 7-on-7 work. Do you get the sense that Justin Herbert is trying to tell us, I am going to play today?
Yes. Again.
Or this weekend.
What do we just discuss with Neron Bland? It is players want to play. They want to be on the field. This is Tony Romo when he had broken ribs and punctured lung and all that stuff that he was dealing with. Broken ribs. He gets back out there. He's like, hey, just shoot me up, man. Whatever I need to do to get out on that field so I can throw a great pass to Jesse Holly, so that he can almost get into the end zone for the first time in his career.
And you know when we put that video back up, Jesse Holly asked if he could tackle me again.
I bet. But I remember Tony saying this when I went, because I was in the locker room all the time for this, and Romo was sitting there, and I'm hanging from like a locker, kind of just leaning in, and he said, you only have a finite amount of games you get to play. You want to play all of them for your team, for yourself, because once the experience gone, you're done. And once your career's over, Mike said it many times, Father Time's undefeated. So that's why Justin Herbert wants to be out there.
By the way, multiple people have confirmed from the 214, my daughter tore her ACL 3 times playing soccer. And yes, they do use cadaver parts from the 682. Yes, cadaver parts from the 214. Yes, that is exactly what they do. I swear that's what she told me. And so, what,
does she know who the person was, and does she thank her family?
I also asked that, and she said no. I don't think this is a situation where, like, in her younger life, she got the cadaver from some guy who had a son that was like then her age, and they fell in love. Like, it's not like a Hallmark movie or anything like that.
There are two main options: an allograft, which is taking it from somebody dead. And then an autograft, which is using a tendon from another location in your body.
Hold on.
Autograft.
Shouldn't we not have autograph and autograft? Because, like, what if you walk up to Patrick Mahomes and you're like, hey, can I have an autograft? And he's like, oh, sure. I mean, like, that's not going to be binding that you're going to get him to the hospital and be like, this is the part of your body I want.
And the 214, Corey's right. Once the initial pain is over, it's just a stability issue. On Kevin's dead person tendon, donor tendons are one option along with harvest. So.
Okay. Corey,
it's
don't
disgusting.
Sound
disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Do I want somebody else's tendon in me?
Well, so you can walk again. Although one person boldly claimed they grew their ACL back themselves. So,
like a lizard's tail?
I guess. I'm not entirely sure.
Abracadaver. That's funny.
By the way,
y'all are on it today. I love you.
I really do appreciate that. Dak Prescott, in his division since 2016, he has more wins in his division than any other quarterback. He's 32-8 against NFC East teams. He's thrown for 27 touchdowns against the Giants, tied with Washington for the most touchdowns he has against any team he's played in his career. If you're looking for more positive things going into this evening's game.
Elvis Andrus loved hitting in Cleveland and Oakland. There was no explanation for why he was so good there. Dak Prescott loves playing against these NFC East teams. That explanation is those teams have been bad for a while. But right now, they look like they're trying to be good. You don't have to dig up your own cadaver and take it to... No, that's not how it works, Kevin. No.
Man, I'm just thinking. I know we got to go. I'm just thinking, how much money would they be like, you can save $12,000 on your medical bills, even with insurance, if you just grab a shovel and bring your own, I don't know.
Deal.
Just a question. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. You're probably right. Coming up next, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. Let us know, 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on the Fan.